this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, June 21st, 2006. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to share the Holy Word with you today. A word of encouragement. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Today's message is titled Kingdom Seekers, and the scripture text is familiar passage, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 6, verse 33, which Brooksine will read.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
I was speaking to a friend of mine who was dealing with some severe challenges in his business. I could tell he had a matter heavy on his heart. We both have faith in the Lord, and he said to me, "We're not supposed to worry, are we?" Now, he knew the answer to that, but I believe was looking to me for some scriptural encouragement.
One of the great kingdom principles is stated in this familiar verse. Jesus is preaching what we call the Sermon on the Mount and is summing up the portion dealing with worry, which is the longest single theme in the entire sermon. Jesus addressed a condition so common to people of all generations. Though some worry more than others, I've never met anybody who has never worried at some point in their lifetime. But Jesus emphatically states, do not worry about your life.
I recognize that when I worry about a matter, I am simply not trusting in God. At any given moment, I could list a number of very specific issues in my life that are matters of worry to me. The underlying Greek word for worry is marinao, which can have the sense to turn over and over in the mind. Well, that's just what I do, considering various courses and outcomes in whatever matter I'm considering, turning the worrisome situation over and over in my mind.
Christ's prescription for worry is very clear. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His promise is equally clear. All these things shall be added unto you. These things refer to the basic essentials of life, such as food and clothing. Another promise states, and my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 19.
Today, let us indeed seek first God's kingdom and righteousness. He ever remains a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Finally, let me share a portion that I committed to memory many years ago that so powerfully addresses this situation. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Let's pray. Jesus, you know my tendency to worry and fret about circumstances and people dear to my heart. Thank you for giving me scriptural wisdom in how to deal with this ongoing weakness that robs me of your joy and peace. As I seek first your kingdom, I will look to your word rather than the unending problems that lead me to a worrisome state of mind. As I read scripture over and over that pertains to my needs, it replaces the time spent worrying over and over about the problems at hand. Meditation on your word is similar to worry in that I turn scriptural promises over and over in my mind. You replace my worried thoughts with your divine wisdom and peaceful reassurance as my heart is open to you when looking for answers to my problems. Help me to seek you above all else and trust your overflowing provision for all that concerns me today.
Amen, and I'm sure that's a prayer we can all pray. Well, once again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Our main focus is these daily messages that we share each morning in various ways through the technology of the internet. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net, and there are a number of additional resources on the website today. One dealing with this topic, and that is a song that is one of the very first scripture songs I ever recall singing, made popular in the 70s, based on the text in Matthew 6:33 called Seek Ye First. And I found a full version on the web. It's by a girls' choir in England. They do a great job, very choirish sounding, but they do sing the entire song, and if you care to go to that, it's on today's posting on the website, Wednesday, June 21st, or if you're not listening to the podcast on the 21st, just go to the site and go back to that date using the archive or the back feature. There are a couple of other pictures we have on the site today that we share. We just came back late last night from a wonderful couple of days we spent in a mountain lake in central Pennsylvania, and we have four pictures I believe I'll have up on the site today. If you care to look at those pictures, you're welcome to do so. Roxine, do you have anything else you'd like to share today? Well, she really doesn't. I thought she was nudging me. She's sitting right here beside me. Have a blessed day today, and today may each podcast listener truly seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.